Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's rival leaders have called on their forces to halt fighting, which threatens to tear apart a fragile peace agreement and unity government. But fighting raged for a fifth day across Juba Monday, hours after the United Nations Security Council called on leaders in South Sudan to control their forces. Margaret Bashir has more.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged the Security Council to take action on three fronts.
First, impose an immediate arms embargo on South Sudan. Second, enact additional targeted sanctions on leaders and commanders blocking the implementation of the agreement. Third, fortify the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS.
On Sunday, the Security Council said it would consider boosting UN troop and police levels to help quell the violence and urged regional countries to prepare to contribute forces. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. will send 560 troops to help the Iraqi government retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Carter spoke Monday during a visit to Baghdad.
This contingent will help the Iraqis establish a logistical springboard for their offensive in Mosul, which Prime Minister Abadi reaffirmed to me that he wants to accomplish this year.
He said the additional troops will be sent to support the newly retaken K-Yara Air Base West, which will serve as a logistics and air hub for the coalition. The North Korean government says it is closing one of its last lines of communications with the United States. It says diplomatic communications through its UN office in New York will end in retaliation for U.S. sanctions against leader Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he will officially resign on Wednesday, allowing Interior Minister Theresa May to become the country's next leader.
She is strong, she is competent, she's more than able to provide the leadership that our country is going to need in the years ahead, and she will have my full support.
Mr. Cameron said on Wednesday he will attend the House of Commons Prime Minister's question session and then go to the palace and offer his resignation. U.S. President Barack Obama plans to visit Dallas, Texas on Tuesday to attend a memorial service for the five white policemen killed by a black sniper. The president is calling on Americans to respect each other. Meanwhile, demonstrations are being held across many U.S. cities in the last several days against what protesters believe are the unjustified killings of black suspects by police officers. Demonstrations are reported in a number of cities Monday, including Atlanta, Louisville, Chicago, Memphis, and Denver. Presumptive Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump declared himself the law and order candidate on Monday. Trump told a campaign rally in Virginia Beach, Virginia, that the country has to end hostility toward police and improve life for people in crime-ridden inner cities.
America's police and law enforcement personnel are what separates civilization from total chaos and the destruction of our country as we know it.
Trump is set to become the Republican presidential nominee at the party's national convention next week. Meanwhile, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton will be joined by Democratic rival and Senator Bernie Sanders at a campaign rally Tuesday in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. There is widespread speculation that Sanders might endorse Clinton at the rally. Three people were shot and killed Monday at a county courthouse in the northern U.S. state of Michigan. The shooting took place at the Barron County Courthouse in St. Joseph, Michigan. Police say two of the dead were court bailiffs and a third was the shooter. Police say the shooter was at the courthouse for a hearing on multiple felony charges. A deputy sheriff was wounded, as were several civilians. Early reports say the injuries are not life-threatening. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Russia this week. A State Department spokesman says Kerry will discuss the situations in Syria and Ukraine, as well as tensions between Armenia and Azerbaijan over the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Opposition fighters in northern Syria launched a major offensive Monday against government-controlled areas of Aleppo. The action came just days after the government troops seized the only supply road into the opposition sector of the city. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade Monday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.